Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spartan Life Radio, brought to you by Norfolk State University, home of the mighty Spartans. Spartan Life Radio was created with you in mind. It's your source for news and information about NSU matters, including students, faculty, staff, administrators, alumni, and the communities we serve.
It's not Sunday night, and it's not the NFL, but still I have to ask, are you ready for some football? Spartan football, that is. Fall is around the corner. The football team has been practicing hard. The Spartan gridiron matchup schedule has been posted, and you can feel the excitement in the air. We're talking about the upcoming Spartan football season on this episode of Spartan Life Radio. If you want the inside scoop on Spartan football, hang around for this episode. Thank you for joining us. I'm Michael Cotter, your host. Join the conversation by calling us at 1-347-850-8515. That number again, 1-347-850-8515. Just follow the prompts to speak to our guest. But first, interested in a career in cybersecurity? Check out this message. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A message from Norfolk State University. Recently, NSU was chosen by the White House and Department of Energy to lead a $25 million cybersecurity workforce initiative. This will enable Norfolk State to educate professionals who will protect our nation and businesses. Learn more about our online master's degree in cybersecurity and other ways Norfolk State serves our students and community at nsu.edu/cyber-award.
Welcome back to Spartan Life Radio, coming to you live from Norfolk State University, celebrating its 80th anniversary. Go to the NSU website to check out some of the upcoming Founders Day events on Friday, September 18th. Today we're talking about Spartan football, and who better to give us the ins and outs on what's ahead than Spartan head coach Latrell Scott. If you have questions or want to join the conversation, please give us a call at, again, 1-347-850-8515. Let's get to it. Latrell Scott was named the 17th head coach, football coach in NSU's history on December 16, 2014. He comes to NSU following an outstanding run as head coach at Virginia State University. Scott directed the Trojans to a 19-4 record and two CIAA Northern Division regular season titles in his two seasons in Petersburg. The Trojans never lost to a CIAA team under Scott's direction, going a combined 15-0. In 2013, Scott was voted the Virginia Sports Information Director's College Division State Co-Coach of the Year and the Touchdown Club of Richmond State Division II and III Coach of the Year after guiding VSU to a 9-1 overall record and unblemished 7-0 mark in CIAA competition. NSU is his third head coaching position. He has 15 years of coaching experience, including stints with the University of Richmond, James Madison University, the University of Virginia, the University of Tennessee, and others. A native of Richmond, Scott graduated from Hampton University with a bachelor's degree in sports management in 1999. He is married to the former Brandy Bradby of New Kent, Virginia, and the couple has one son, Chase Latrell. Welcome, Coach Scott, to this episode of Spartan Life Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michael. Very excited to be here.
Absolutely. Listeners, if you'd like to join the conversation or if you have a question, please give us a call at area code 347-850-8515. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you want to talk to our guests. Listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life, or you can also listen via cell phone or other mobile device. Coach Scott, anyone who works at NSU or attends classes here has seen our mighty Spartans on the practice field getting ready for what looks like an interesting season of football. And judging from the scheduled lineup, I'd say our matchups are going to be very interesting, to say the least. How have you been preparing our young men for what lies ahead?
Well, Michael, it's a process that started in January. Obviously, I was hired in December, and when you take over a program, the first thing you want to do is get to know your kids. And we were afforded the opportunity by President Moore and Marty Miller, our athletic director, to assemble a great group of coaches. And our first priority as a coaching staff was to meet our team. So we got the guys back in January. We started our winter conditioning program, and that winter conditioning program took us from January to the end of February. When March came, we started the spring football phase of our program, and that carried us through our spring football game in April. And obviously, school ends right around Mother's Day, so the guys took about a week off, and they've been here pretty much since June, preparing and working. And we had about 50, 60 guys that spent the whole summer here on campus, and that led us into training camp, which we started on August 8th. So our guys have pretty much spent the better part of the last 8 months, preparing for what's upcoming this season.
Great. Are you satisfied with what you've been seeing so far?
I don't think any coach is ever satisfied, but
That's a great answer, by the way.
I'm pleased. One thing I can say about our guys is that they've done everything that we've asked them to do to this point, so I am proud of them. We have a lot of work left to do, but we're headed in the right direction.
Great. Coach, putting points on the board is the obvious objective in athletic contests, but we all know that offense wins games, but defense wins championships. Let's talk a little bit about your defense coordinators. Introduce them to us, if you will.
Well, our defensive coordinator is Jerry Holmes. Coach Holmes is a 20-plus year veteran of NFL and college football. Jerry was one of my coaches at Hampton University back in the 90s. He was the head coach at Hampton University at one point. He has numerous years of college and pro experience, as I said, and he spent 12 years in the NFL as a player. He's a local guy with ties to the Hampton Roads area. I don't think that our kids could be surrounded by a more quality man. He heads our Fellowship of Christian Athletes huddle. He's a great man, great mentor to me. Gives me the ability to have someone older than me on the staff that can tell me, hey, slow down. Mm-hmm. Here's the way that we need to do it. And on the other side of the ball, Kefense Henson, who is our wide receivers coach, will help me coordinate the offense and do a lot of the play calling. Is a young guy that I think is as talented as any coach I've been around. Kefense, is a West Coast native. He's from Oakland. He's held coaching jobs at Yale and the University of Montana most recently. Brings a wealth of ideas, a wealth of knowledge, a great people person. Another guy that gives me the ability to have checks and balances within my own organization.
Sure. We sometimes talk about the former coaches here or someone else who's here, the predecessor. And, of course, I'd like to focus on the people who are here who are getting the job done now. But I have to ask this question. How are the players adjusting to a new defensive coach? Has the adjustment been tough for them, or are they pretty much falling in line as you expected?
Again, as I said, these young men have done everything that we've asked them to do on both sides of the ball, particularly on defense. Our team was a defensive laden group. It was a team that was led by our defense, and I think Coach Holmes brings an attacking, aggressive, physical style of defense that fits what we do on defense. And offensively, our guys are crafting an identity. We understand that we've got to be better on offense than we were in years past, and I think mm-hmm. Coach Henson and his staff have done a great job on that side of the ball as well.
Great. One of the things I like about some of the members of your staff is that they have a shared history, not only here but elsewhere. Can you let everyone know about this special group that is your coaching staff?
it's a pretty interesting group because everybody on our staff has some sort of tie. When I start with our defensive line coach, Keith Braxton, Keith and I have known each other since we were 15 or 16 years old. We were high school rivals, played our high school careers against each other, and obviously we left to go to college. Keith went to college at VMI. I went mm-hmm. to college over at Hampton, and years later our career paths crossed again as we were both assistants at VMI. We spent 3 years at VMI together, then we parted ways, and when I got back to Virginia, taking the Virginia State job, Keith was one of the first guys that I called.
Wow.
Christian Parker is our safeties coach, and Christian was a player for me at the University of Richmond, and I think it's a true testament to who we are and what we've been able to do as a staff in mentoring these young men. The fact that kids that played for you want to be back around. Mm-hmm. Christian mm-hmm. Was with us for 2 years at Virginia State, so it was easy to bring him here with us. Our quarterbacks coach is Aaron Korp. Aaron was our quarterback at Richmond for two seasons. Aaron spent a few years in the NFL playing for the Cowboys, the Dolphins, and the Buffalo Bills. And when his career ended, he called us and, you know, wanted to get into the business. And he spent a year with us at Virginia State, and he's here with us now doing a tremendous job with our quarterbacks. Our offensive line coach, Anthony Parker. Anthony played for us, was a team captain, All-American at the University of Tennessee. You know, Anthony's spent time in Morgan State, spent time in Mississippi State, and we were able to hire him away from his alma mater at the University of Tennessee, and he's done a tremendous job with our offensive line. Monterio Hardesty, our running backs coach, also played for us at the University of Tennessee. Monterio was a second-round draft pick of the Cleveland Browns, spent 5 years with that organization, and when he got out, he wanted to get into coaching college football, so he spent last year at Shawan, and we had the opportunity to compete against him as a coach at Shawan while we were at Virginia State, and we're able to hire him away from them to bring him here with us. And I think he brings, you know, just a wealth of knowledge and you know, real world experience, you know, to our group. Mm-hmm. Our graduate assistants, Reggie Barnett, Dion Futch, and Sean Hunt, all played for me in college. Reggie played for me at the University of Richmond. Dion and Sean played for us at the University of at Virginia State University. So our staff is a group of guys that everybody understands. It's a program that's been in process at all the schools that we've been at. So it's a relationship. It's a bond that, you know, there are things that we know. We don't always have to have verbal conversations about what's going on. It's just one of those things that we know. You know, we tell our coaches all the time, I don't expect you to think like me, but I expect you to know what I'm thinking. And when you hire your own guys,
that happens. But here's the thing, because you have, you know, disparate personalities, you have people coming from varied backgrounds, and they're playing for different organizations, and they bring a different style of coaching, if you will, to this particular team. How do you get all of that to work together? Like you said, you don't expect them to coach the way that you do, but to understand what you're thinking about. How do you make that happen?
Well, I think it's just spending time together. I think through structure, through organizations, through arguments. it's one of the things that we discuss as a staff all the time, that we don't always share the same opinion, but when we leave the staff room, you know, we're all on the same page. And I think it's a great opportunity for us to have a great amount of ideas, you know, because if every idea coming out of there is my idea, then we won't go very far. So it's a dynamic, unique group that I'm very proud to be a part of.
Well, those are very impressive resumes and very impressive skills that they bring to this organization here at Norfolk State University. I'm just excited about what we can expect to see in the days to come ahead. But, Coach, I'm going to steer this conversation in a different direction for now. For the rest of you out there, that's called an audible at the line of scrimmage in football jargon, because I want to talk about student and community involvement. While NSU football has an obvious entertainment aesthetic, it also has another side that focuses on forging relationships off the gridiron. Coach Scott, give us your take on student and community engagement.
Well, I think when there's mutual support, mutual admiration from both groups, I think it can go a long way. Mm-hmm. We want to give our guys the best college experience possible, and that means playing in front of a huge crowd on Saturday, you know, giving it, you know, making a festive and fun environment. And if we're not a part of the campus community, if we're not a part of the local community, that generally doesn't happen. So it's up to us to make sure that we're good stewards of the program on campus, off campus. When people ask us to be a part of community events, you know, we need to go. And I tell our guys all the time, we can't be bad people on campus and expect for people to come and support us on Saturday. So
that's
very
right.
Important.
That's right.
It's very important that our guys act accordingly on and off campus.
So what are some of the practical ways that you are willing to support community events?
Well, you know, we try not to say no to anybody that calls. You know, we're going to be involved with one of the local elementary schools on Monday, which is our off day, you know, with an elementary reading program, which is pretty neat. It's something that we did at Virginia State. Our guys love to be seen, you know, because they're young people. But it's just something about, you know, a little kid when you have a big football player that comes in with his jersey on a Monday and reads to your class. That's something that the kids never forget. You know, we spent time with different youth organizations over the summer. I spent time at football camps over in Portsmouth. I did something with the Berkeley neighborhood in the summer with their 5K. So it's just all kinds of things that we like to do to get ourselves out in the community. You know, if I'm out in the grocery store and somebody can say, "Hey, Coach Scott," that's something that's going to mean more to me than anything else. And if you can get kids to say, "Hey, that's Coach, and I'd like to go see those guys play on Saturday," mm-hmm. all of that stuff helps, you know, build morale, you know, for the school as well as the local community.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think morale is a real critical part of any successful venture, particularly when you're talking about the athletes who are out there and they look for that support from the student body, and sometimes they're just not getting that. Can you talk about how specifically to your success is the morale booster that you get from the students? How important are they to show up at these games?
Our students are more important than they would ever know, you know, because at the end of the day, they're all classmates. You know, when I go back to homecoming and you know, not that I've ever been, but the few times that I have been back on Hampton's campus, the people that you spend time with are the people that are your classmates. There's no football player, there's no, you know, fraternity. You're classmates, and at the end of the day, when you look back at it, everybody goes to school together, and it's very important for our guys to know, you know, the young lady in the math class or the guy in the English class that's going to support you on Saturdays. And it's very important to us that they come and that they stay, you know.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times in college they'll come and see the band and leave at halftime or something like that. But it's very mm-hmm. important that we make Norfolk State University a very tough place to play. We don't want it to just be sold out for homecoming. You know, we've got a huge game coming up week 4 against Hampton. And I played in that game several times over at Foreman Field and here, and I remember that game being played in front of a sold-out crowd, and we've kind of challenged a lot of people to try to sell out the Battle of the Bay this year.
Absolutely. You know, and that support is, as you say, very, very important. And it's not just about a team having a winning season that draws you out. I mean, that's always good. But, you know, the team needs you most, and this is to our listeners, the team needs you most when they are in those moments of struggle, the times when they're not performing optimally. That's when your support means the most. It's easy to love people, as they say, when they love you back, but how is it that you don't love them when they're least lovable? And so that's the time to love. And so the time to support your team is when they're starting, they're kind of fledgling, they're trying to find their way, they're going to amass a number of successes, and that's in time to come. We don't expect that to happen overnight, but for those of you who support teams only for, as Coach said, during homecoming or special events, just keep in mind that team needs you and that you're part of the student body, they're part of the student body, these are your classmates. Do what you can to support them. If you have a question for our guest, please give us a call at Spartan Life Radio at 1-347-850-8515. I'm going to get off my soapbox right now, and I'm going to ask another question. Coach, I understand you have a new quarterback in your lineup. Can you tell us something about him?
We're very excited to have him. Greg Hankerson transferred to us this summer from Florida Atlantic University. Greg's a Miami, Florida native, a great young man. Has done an excellent job of coming in and bringing himself into our team. A lot of times in college, you know, when you transfer from one place to another, there's a period of acceptance. And some people know how to handle it, some people don't. You know, mm-hmm. Greg came in, and the first thing he wanted to do was to get to know his teammates. Came in and spent time with the guys and did not try to make himself too huge of a presence. And at the end of the day, he's won our team over, and he's going to be our starting quarterback, and I'd be shocked if he wasn't voted captain when our captains were chosen.
So his leadership skills are starting to show early on.
No question about it. He's a natural leader, and at that position, you have to be able to listen, and you have to be able to lead. And I think he's done very well, you know, to be a 20-year-old young man and be able to come in and handle the transition the way that he has. And you move from Florida to Virginia. You're not the starter at the school you're at before. You come in now, you're the starter. You're running the show. You know, you're the guy that everybody's looking to lead the team to the promised land. And I think he's handled it great.
Absolutely. How was he in the pocket, Coach?
Well, he does a great job in the pocket, but I think something that Norfolk State fans will be able to see is he can really run.
All right. That's what we're talking about.
he's not a running quarterback, but he's very athletic. He's able to extend plays, get out of the pocket, and do things on the move. I think that he'll give us the ability to have a much more exciting brand of offense this season.
Great. And he's healthy, I take it, and he's looking pretty good for the season.
Well, he's the guy that wears a red jersey that you're not allowed to go anywhere near. When you come to practice, it's one of those things where you see Greg and you run the other way because we want to make sure that we can keep him healthy and get him through the season.
Certainly. Listen, you and your team, I know you've done some strong recruiting this season. Who are some of the standouts we should watch out for?
We've been very fortunate. We were able to get in here in January and sign a recruiting class in February and be able to add some transfers. It's a very exciting time here at NSU, and guys from all over the place have come and decided to play. And just so that people understand, the way that we recruit is, obviously we're in one of the recruiting hotbeds in the United States. So, the way that we handle our recruiting model is we recruit locally first, and then regionally, and then nationally. It makes sense to me that people have the opportunity to see some of the same kids on Saturday morning that they did on Friday night. So, mm-hmm. Obviously, we're going to start with our area, and then stay in the state, and then kind of move out past that. But starting off with this great group of newcomers is Walter Brantley. Walter's probably a 6'3", 340-pound defensive lineman. From over in Hampton, that should pay huge dividends. We got a transfer from over at Old Dominion, Sandy Chapman. Sandy will be one of our starting corners. Sandy's from the Raleigh area. Quintrell Chung is a true freshman from Richmond who's come in and had a great great summer, and he's a little bit banged up, but he's going to be fine. He's from James River High School. DJ Cook's another young man from the Richmond area from John Marshall High School that'll see some playing time in the secondary for us. Quinte Funderburk is a local. Quinte graduated from Syracuse in June, and he'll be a graduate student for us, but he plays his football over at Oscar Smith. He gives us a big athletic wide receiver. About Greg Hankerson coming in. Gerard Johnson is a young man that a lot of people have seen a lot of publicity on this summer. Gerard was actually our first commitment when we got here. He's a transfer from over at Old Dominion. He's from the Richmond area, and he'll give us an exciting presence in the backfield. Marcus Taylor is a receiver from Richmond, from the Highland Springs area. Marcus was one of the state track champions in the 55 and in the 100 meters, so he gives us some speed on the outside, gives us some help in the kick return game. Cornelius Tyler is another defensive lineman from Richmond by way of Fork Union. That should help us. So it's a great group of newcomers. A lot of guys will play early as true freshmen. They'll have the opportunity to mix with our older guys, and we're excited about their progress so far.
Well, great. I'm just kind of interested. How many seniors did we lose from last semester?
I think that the defense lost four or five guys, and the offense lost six. So I think we lost 10 starters all the way around.
Okay. But it sounds like we're in pretty good shape for this upcoming season.
Definitely. We've got a lot of guys back, and we've got a lot of good guys to add to the mix, and we'll go from there.
Great. Sounds good. Now, Coach, I got to ask you, given your track record as head coach at Virginia State University, I mentioned this at the top of the show, where you directed the Trojans to a 19-4 record in two CIAA Northern Division regular season titles. There's a general expectation that our own Spartans will experience similar success, and that students will get excited about football again. So what would you say to students and alumni who are itching for a winning season and a return to the MEAC championship title? I think that's a lot to put on your plate, but there it is.
Well, I think first and foremost that everybody needs to know that we expect to win.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as rebuilding. Obviously, we're going to have some growing pains. And the thing that we ask from everybody is to, one, support us, and two, be patient. As we talked about, being able to support us through the rough times. We've got a very tough schedule. We plan a very tough conference. And we're going to make every effort that we possibly can to make sure that we put a great product on the field. The thing that I've promised President Moore is that we would be better than we were a year ago. It's kind of a one day at a time, one brick at a time approach. We're excited about our journey, but we do still have a long ways to go. So, again, I ask people to be supportive and be patient at the same time.
Absolutely. I think that's critical. Just be patient. Our day is coming. Our time is on the horizon. We're going to take a short break in our broadcast. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
Some conversations are more important than others. The one you have with your healthcare provider about controlling high blood pressure and high cholesterol could save your life. More than 800,000 Americans die each year from heart disease and stroke, and at least 200,000 of these deaths can be prevented. Older people and men, especially black men, are at higher risk. However, all the major risk factors can be managed. Here's how. Learn the ABCs of heart health: aspirin when appropriate, blood pressure control, cholesterol management, and smoking cessation. Don't smoke, but if you do, get help to quit. Eat a diet that's low in sodium and trans fats and high in fresh fruits and vegetables, and maintain a healthy weight. Get 2.5 hours of physical activity every week. If you have diabetes, work with your doctor on a treatment plan. You may have improved access to healthcare coverage and preventive care from the Affordable Care Act. Learn more at cdc.gov/vital signs.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Spartan Life Radio, the network that's all about Norfolk State University. Coach,
Mike,
our first caller. Okay.
You have a caller.
We have a caller?
You have a caller on the line from the 804 area code. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Reggie Howell, Sports Talk 1450 WCLM and blackathletes.com. Good afternoon, Coach. How you doing, sir?
Good, Reggie. How are you?
I'm just excited, and to your guests and also into your broadcast, thank God for Blog Talk Radio, because we need to get this information out there. But, Coach, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your days at Virginia State, bringing them their first mid-major black national championship under Dr. Cavell, which brings me to two polls. One is Press Box or Press Row, Don Aware, who has a national show out of Washington, D.C. He has you ranked number 6, and also Dr. Cavell has you ranked number 10. And I kind of chuckle a little bit because, like you say, behold the green and gold. And they've already, from the excitement from basketball, the NCAA tournament when they beat Missouri, we know that Norfolk State is on a national level in athletics from basketball. What can you do to make Norfolk State a football school again? Because some people look at Norfolk State as a basketball school, and a follow-up, if I may.
Well, I think, we have a formula, Reggie, and it's a brick-by-brick, a day-by-day approach, and all we can do is bring the things that have made us successful here and try to make them go. I do know that we've got a great group of young men and a talented group of young men, and if we can follow our plan, I think we're headed in the right direction.
Right, and the follow-up, Coach, at the end of the year, there's going to be the NEAC, I think, Super Challenge, where I think the NEAC will be playing the SWAC, and I believe that's going to be an ESPN. With those first three games being televised, how do you kind of tell your young men that it's very important for them not only to show up and represent the conference and the school, but how important is it for your team in order to get kind of like a good, strong showing? I know you want to win, but how important is it to get a good, strong showing for those first three games? Because nobody's going to care how you do the first three games. You got to beat your rival, Hampton. So how do you kind of get your team prepared for that?
Well, our guys will be ready to play. Obviously, a lot of our guys, felt like they were BCS football players, and I think when you walk into a stadium like Rutgers has, who wouldn't be ready to play? And Old Dominion's a crosstown rival. A lot of the guys know each other, play football against each other, see each other around town. So that's not going to be tough to get up for at all. And then you get the opportunity to go to Marshall and play on a national stage again. I think those three games, some people would see them as a curse, but I see it as a challenge, and I think we'll know a lot about our football team by the time we come back home to play Hampton.
Well, just want to say, Coach, how important is it for Spartan Nation to come out and support this team? Because we know when that crowd get raucous, man, and the band start kicking it, we know it can really be intimidating to the other team.
No, hey, Reggie, thanks for calling, man. We'll be in touch.
Keep up the good work, Coach.
All right.
Reggie, I'm glad that you asked that question because it's a perfect segue to my next question for Coach Scott. Our fifth, the seating capacity of High Point Solutions Stadium, which now has acquired the naming rights to Rutgers Stadium, is 52,454. 52,000 seats. Now, the first time we played there, and I'm watching this on television, I was thinking about Russell Crowe, who played Maximus in the movie Gladiator. When he and his fellow gladiators first entered the Colosseum after having fought in smaller venues outside of Rome, and that look of amazement at the sheer size of the place and all those people. How do you prepare our athletes for a stage this large to keep them from being overwhelmed?
Well, it is a big stage. I think the first thing, that people need to realize is that we play in a 30,000-seat stadium week in and week out. Now, we may not have as many fans as they do, but our kids, you know, do play in a good-sized stadium. But I think what you do is you take these guys in there on Friday and you kind of walk from one end of the field to the other, and they realize that it's 100 yards long and 53.5 yards wide. You know, at the end of the day, all the seats and the people really don't matter, you know, because we practice in front of 50 people. We can play in front of 50,000 people, and when it comes to the noise, you know, that can be a distraction. But if you ever come to our practices, you know, there's noise that music that's generated in our practice to force concentration and things like that. So we try to prepare these guys for everything possible. And at the end of the day, it's just a ball game. I mean, these guys have been playing football since they were little boys, you know. So we try to take it as it's just another game approach where we're playing against you know, guys that play football just like we do.
That's right. That's right. And there's something new on our schedule this year, Marshall out of Huntington, West Virginia. That's where you'll be playing.
Definitely. You know, Huntington, now that's a fun place to play. I've coached there before, and it's you know, the guys and the people in West Virginia, they get after you, and it's a great atmosphere. So we're definitely going to have to be prepared to go in there. But I really do think after playing at Rutgers and after playing over at Old Dominion, you know, the Marshall thing is just going to be another thing that we have to overcome.
I like your attitude, Coach. I think that's good for our students, our young men. They're going to follow that leadership right on into victory. We're just going to trust and believe. And you know what? And here's what I do believe. If we did not belong in this kind of conference, if we were not capable, we wouldn't be there. And our students have all the ability to get the job done. And so we don't want them to be overwhelmed by size or numbers or records. We simply know that our young men are capable of competing. And I tell my students in the classroom, and I know you tell them on the gridiron, if you weren't supposed to be here, you would not be here. And so your recruiting efforts are about the ability of the young men that you bring to this institution and what they're able to put out, and we know that they are quite capable. So I'm glad to hear you say exactly what you've said. If you have a question for our guest, please give us a call again at Spartan Life Radio at 1-347-850-8515. Coach Scott, we're just about out of time for this episode, and again, I want to thank you for taking the time out to join us today. And if our listeners want more information about the upcoming football season at NSU, what's the best resource for getting that information?
Our website is www.nsuspartans.com. We can be found on Twitter. I have a personal Twitter account if you search my name. NSU Football has a Twitter account. NSU Athletics has a Twitter account. So we're all over the place. And obviously, you know, our athletic department's here on campus. There are posters all over the place. And one last thing before we go. We're actually having a fan fest this weekend in conjunction with the Green and Gold game this weekend. The Green and Gold game will kick off in Dick Price Stadium this Saturday at noon. So we'd love to have as much student, fan, and community support as possible.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Coach, before we close?
No, sir, Michael. I just appreciate you taking the time to have us on, and I love the interview.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us. We've learned just a little bit more about the upcoming season, about the young men who are going to be out there on the gridiron, those young men who are going to need your support. And I want to just thank you for, again, talking to us about that. And I know that your day has been busy. I know you've got practices to run and staff to kind of move forward to help these young men get ready for the season that's just right around the corner. I simply want to say to those of you out there, just join us for the next episode of Spartan Life Radio on Thursday, September 10th at 1 o'clock. We're talking about NSU's Founders Day activities. A lot of things are going on campus. We certainly want you to, campus and community, to be a part of that. And certainly you can see some of the activities that we've posted. You can download today's episode at blogtalkradio.com/Spartan Life or follow us on Blog Talk Radio and get alerts for each new episode. Lou Holtz, a former American football player, coach, and analyst, once said, "Your talent determines what you can do. Your motivation determines how much you are willing to do. But your attitude determines how well you do it." Coach Scott seems to have applied this formula, and I'm excited about what potential we have for this fall. I want to thank all of you for logging on and tuning in. I'm Michael Cotter, and you have been listening to Spartan Life Radio from the inside out. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Spartan Life Radio. Tune in bi-weekly on Thursday afternoons for another new episode of Spartan Life. Spartan life. For more information on Norfolk State University, visit nsu.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and